The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 650.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Before I start today's episode, I just wanted to let you know that this will be the last episode of Season 4, and we will be back for Season 5 on September 2, 2019. In the meantime, please check out the past episodes of the Tao of Self-Confidence, and I just wanted to thank each and every one of you for your continued support.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a journalist and entrepreneur and the founder and editor-in-chief of Overachiever Magazine, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Rehana Paul. Rehana, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on. So I'm the editor-in-chief of Overachiever Magazine, which is the first magazine for all Asian women. Through giving Asian women a platform to make their voices heard and spotlighting inspiring Asian women, we aim to empower and represent our community the best that we can.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I love, you know, the mission that you have for this, because for me, I really believe in that, you know, representation matters and creating that stronger representation, especially for Asian women. So thanks for sharing that. And Rehana, what's your cultural background?
I am first generation Indian American. My family is from Punjab in India, but my parents have been here since the early 90s.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Either I will find a way or I will make one. I don't know who that quote is attributed to, but I've always very strongly believed in it.
Thanks for sharing that. I love that quote, because some people feel like they don't have a choice, but really the choice is up to us to make it work or not, right? Even if we fail like 10,000 times, right? It's up to us to get back up and keep going. So I really love that quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Well, self-confidence to me is owning your own strength and power.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what was your life like before you discovered self-confidence?
Well, before I really came on my own terms with what self-confidence meant to me, I was constantly invalidating my own accomplishments, using extremely self-deprecating language, and downplaying pretty much everything I'd ever done. Whether it was getting a good score on a test, starting a magazine at 16, I countered every bit of praise I got by saying something negative about myself. In my mind, I thought that talking about what I had done was basically the same thing as bragging.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all go through, right? I mean, I think as an Asian upbringing, we were always told to never make any noise, never like talk about what you've achieved. But, you know, yeah, being modest is, you know, a great thing. But also we have to learn to celebrate all our success, right? It's not bragging. It's also showing others what's possible. If we don't, you know, talk about our achievements, how are other people going to see what's possible, right? Whether it's like, you know, a movie like Crazy Rich Asians, like, you know, having an all Asian cast. I mean, if we don't see that, then we never know what's possible. Seeing other Asian women winning awards, it's not just about bragging. It's, you know, showing others what we can do and what we're capable of. When we can see someone like us realize like, oh, she's done that, I can do that too, right? And it's huge. Share what we've accomplished to show others what's possible. So I think that's something we all go through, right? I know I've been there, you know, someone says something good and I kind of hide in the background. But we've all been through it. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized you were more than enough to go out there and, you know, be the woman that you are today? What was that aha moment?
I realized that if I did not believe in myself, no one would. If I don't take myself seriously, no one is going to. I didn't have the luxury of waiting for people to encourage me. The world that I'm growing up in now is filled with people whose experience could never compare to their egos, and is also filled with smart, accomplished people who are not listened to. If people aren't going to listen to me or believe in me, I'll show them why they need to. And that starts with believing in myself.
Thanks for sharing that. I love how you mentioned, you know, if things has to start with you, right? If you want people to take you seriously, it has to start with you. Especially, I remember someone asking me, like, what advice would you give to someone who is in a like male dominated industry, right? And it's always hard as a woman, especially as an Asian woman, right? And one of the biggest things is learning to take yourself seriously, because they're not going to take yourself seriously if it doesn't start with you. And yeah, we might have to work twice as hard or three times as hard, but when they can see that you're serious about yourself, then they'll, you know, they'll look at you in a different way, right? They'll start to realize like, she's for real, right? And, you know, sometimes that's the hard truth, right? I mean, we're women. Sometimes we do have to work twice as hard or three times as hard, but it'll be all worth it in the end. It has to start with us. And because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
Well, I'm definitely more confident when making decisions, especially in regards to the magazine. And I'm far less willing to listen to people with a fraction of my experience. Like you were just saying, a lot of fields are still male-dominated, and online journalism is definitely one of them. So I always have a lot of men telling me what I should and should not be doing, but now I definitely trust my instincts more, and I don't blame myself when things go wrong. I just find a way to fix them.
Awesome. I think that's great. You know, it's funny, right? You know, men suggest what you should and shouldn't do. And then, you know, your audience is helping women. I mean, as women, we should know more like how we feel, what a woman thinks, more than what a man thinks a woman's supposed to think, right? And, you know, we tend to forget that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, you're willing to trust your instincts more. I mean, that's something that most women, especially Asian women, deal with, right? Trusting your gut, trusting that inner feeling, right? And I'm glad that you're out there doing that and creating this great magazine, helping Asian women, having a voice, having more representation, having more visibility, because it's definitely what's needed today. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would tell her that you don't need to prove anything to anyone. Everyone draws self-confidence from different things in their life. For some women, it's their professional or personal accomplishments, maybe being well-read, being financially independent, but you don't need any of those things to be confident in yourself. You should not hold yourself to someone else's standards.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners want to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out your magazine, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, you can always send me an email at overachievermagazine@gmail.com to just get started with writing or contributing or just learn more about the magazine. And we have an Instagram page at overachievermagazine, a Twitter at overachieverm, and a Tumblr at overachievermagazine.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Rehana, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Rehana's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Rehana today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence and creating this amazing magazine. So thank you so much, Rehana.
And thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to the listeners, this is just a reminder that this will be the last episode of season 4, and be on the lookout for season 5 starting on September 2, 2019. Thanks again for your continued support.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.